AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Pentagon says it's tracking a suspected Chinese spy balloon. It's been over the western U.S. for a couple of days. Lisa Dwyer on the state of relations with Beijing.
Tensions with China are particularly high on numerous issues, not the least of which is China's understood support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's refusal to rein in North Korea's expanding ballistic missile program and ongoing disputes over trade and technology. On Tuesday, Taiwan scrambled fighter jets, put its navy on alert, and activated missile systems in response to nearby operations by 34 Chinese military aircraft and 9 warships. 20 of those aircraft crossed the central line in the Taiwan Strait that has long been an unofficial buffer zone. Beijing has also increased preparations for a potential blockade or military action against Taiwan.
The U.S. and the Philippines have agreed to expand American military presence in the Philippines. And the U.S. has agreed to send longer-range bombs to Ukraine as it prepares to launch a spring offensive. That'll be part of a $2 billion-plus aid package that's also to include gear to connect different air defense systems Western allies have provided Ukraine. On Capitol Hill, House Republicans have voted to oust Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Omar pointed out she is Muslim, an immigrant from Africa.
Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy?
Omar says her leadership and voice will not be diminished.
My voice will get louder and stronger.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there should be a code of conduct moving forward.
Every single member of Congress has a responsibility to how they carry themselves.
Democrats ousted two Republicans from committees 2 years ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Following the funeral for Tyre Nichols in Memphis, President Biden's been meeting with members of the Congressional Black Caucus, looking to get legislation to overhaul policing back on track. This is AP News. A former water polo pro who runs a foundation to diversify the sport has his sights on training players in Ghana. Jackie Quinn has the story.
Asante Prince grew up in Coronado, California, but it was in Ghana, he says, his father's homeland.
Swim all the way down and remember your passing. Okay, let's go.
Where he's sharing his passion for the Olympic sport with people who look like him.
I really think we have the potential to making this be a national sport.
Prince's Black Star Polo organization has 7 teams in Ghana with about 80 players. Prince says not only could it nurture Olympic champions, it can also help overcome a general fear of the water in a country where dangerous riptides have led to many drownings.
Reintroduce our people back to the water safely, and to really reestablish this relationship with the water.
Others in Ghana's Accra community see broader economic opportunities if the popularity of water polo can expand. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.